Hello everyone, Ruby Ryder here again to tell you another story. The name of this story is called Just for Starters, and I do believe it is the hottest, shortest story that I've written. I've written some short teasers that are quite short, but this, I don't know, I think it qualifies for a full-length story, and at the same time, boy, does it get to the point. So I hope you enjoy it. Just for starters. You knock on the door of the hotel room. I have been there for some time. I open the door just enough for you to see my face. I smile and tell you to close your eyes. Obedient, you comply. I look at your pressed khaki pants and spotless polo shirt. You are badly in need of some kink. I lead you through the door into the room, grateful that no one is in the hallway to get an eyeful of my leather bustier stockings and obvious fetish wear 5-inch heels. Oh, and the strap-on dildo would surely have been a dead giveaway that wonderfully nasty things were going to happen in this room this evening. You don't see any of that because your eyes are closed, as I requested. I take your various packages from you and put them aside. I remove your glasses and place them on the desk, before tying a silk scarf around your head as a blindfold. Pushing you up against the wall, I kiss you hard, demanding your tongue. You tremble as I steal that first kiss from your mouth. Your hands gently explore my ass and waist as we kiss, feeling delicious body coverings that your mind attempts to translate into a picture. You feel my strap-on push against your hardening cock, and you groan. I move away and tell you to strip everything off. You do so quickly, your eagerness betrayed in the speed with which you are naked in front of me, your clothes scattered in a pile on the floor. I take your hands and guide you over to where a full-length mirror covers a closet door. I turn you around and push you against it, your body and your hard cock making prints against the cool glass. Grabbing your hands, I place them flat against the glass above your head with one word, stay. My dildo invades the space between your cheeks as I pull your head back with a handful of hair, kissing your neck as your head falls back against my shoulder. I run my hands all over your body, caressing and tweaking where and how I please. I can feel you still trembling with my touch, the excitement of the moment, and not knowing what I will do next, especially when I move away from you and you are left there, naked against the glass. Your hands spread above you, your feet spread wide beneath you. The sting of my crop is unexpected, and you gasp. The red spot on your ass cheek is so pretty. I decorate your ass with more spots, democratically spreading them equally between both cheeks, delighting in your flinching, until I am satisfied with my decorations, with the sting and the heat I know you are now feeling. Oh, but deep between your cheeks, my finger now slides, teasing your ass with promise, a promise too quickly fulfilled. As I follow the teasing touch with a well-lubed finger and sink it to the hilt in your ass. You were not expecting that, not that fast. You start to moan. I love the sounds you make when I play with you. There's a helpless, tortured quality that attempts to belie your enjoyment of my attentions. Your rigid cock tells me all I need to know. I press you against the mirror, just from the pressure of my finger in the depths of your ass. Lovely cockhead prints appear on the glass, distracting me for a moment as I pump my finger in and out. Then a second finger joins the first. You whimper a little. I can feel your leg shaking. I'm not giving you much time to adjust, because I really, really want to fuck you now. You spread your legs more in an effort to open up and let me in. I feel you push back against my fingers, and immediately I switch to the dildo swinging between my legs, nestling it against your puckered opening while I lube the rest of it quickly. Because this is all about recklessly satisfying my desires. I have been waiting for so long for you to arrive, for this day to come. I have played this scene in my mind so many times. I have been patient until this moment. Now, You are my plaything, and I will do as I please. I sink into your ass in one smooth movement. You start talking to God, which is always a good sign. I kiss your neck and pinch your nipples hard. I fuck you like I've dreamed of fucking you for too many days. Too many days with my fingers in my witness, crying out with the heights of passion my fantasies took me to. Now I am here, in the middle of my own fantasy, the one I created just for myself, you, an always willing participant. God, I love that. You walk in the door, and you are mine. Fuck, that is so hot. I am driving into your ass, skewering you against the mirror, pulling your hips back against me, biting the back of your neck, feeling wild, deliciously wild. Harder, I thrust into you. The noise is coming out of you, letting me know I found the right spot. I hammer at it, overwhelming you for a moment before I stop and press my body against yours, deep inside you. I feel you breathing hard against me. Slipping your blindfold off, I pull you back from the mirror so that just your hands are against the glass. Now you are bent over in front of me, legs spread and your lovely ass presented as I start to fuck you again. You blink a few times and take in all the erotic visuals in the mirror. Our eyes lock, and I'm enthralled with the openness, the vulnerability, and the passion I see there. The rhythm I find and keep feels raw and instinctive, and my hips roll easily and forcefully. That rhythm takes you quickly and intensely over the edge, your moans rhythmic and shamelessly loud. Cum spills out of your cock onto the floor as your face registers shock and surprise at the orgasm racing through your body, your cock never touched. Your body quivers with pleasure as I push into you again. Wrapping my arms around you, I feel your legs tremble in the aftermath of your climax as you try to catch your breath. I give you a couple more thrusts just to affirm that your ass is mine. I whisper the words, hot with my breath, into your ear. And that's just for starters. This is one of my favorite stories. I do like all of my stories, but this one is freaking hot, man. I hope you agree. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming to Pegging Paradise. And this is Ruby Ryder. Until next time.